As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
But like, I know I want to like transition to Buster. I do believe that, like, just maybe stylistically, whether this is fair or not, even though Ramos was kind of here throughout the whole Farhan era,
yeah.
Logan was here throughout the whole Farhan. There's a lot of guys that actually Farhan brought in who've been good, right? Not all of them, but some of them. I do believe there is symbolism with Lamont Wade Jr., with Mike Yastrzemski, when it comes to, like, those are Farhan guys to the fans. And until you move off those guys as full-time players, like, they're always going to be the bugaboo to the fan base online and in discussions and in bar rooms, things like that. Like, they're viewed through the prism of those are Farhan guys. I can't wait to get rid of them, even when they do play well.
I mean, Farhan, for what he was pretty darn good at finding players that no one else valued and them actually turning out to be decent players.
Yeah, but I felt like a lot of those guys, when the clock struck 12, you know, Tyro Estrada, Donovan Solano.
Yaz is an example.
Yaz, like, solid.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Like, they're not the difference in you being a playoff team or not.
Exactly.
But they, exactly. If you had good pieces around them, they were quality pieces.
Good
on
supplemental role players. Yeah. Yes, yeah. I would agree.
Yes. And like, they came from literally nothing. Like,
no
all
doubt.
Those players came from obscurity, not big leaguers. If they were, they flamed out, never had any success, and turned into be, at least for a stretch, not like an all-star starter, but like a starting level caliber player in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, but there's
worth something.
It is, but you see where I'm going with the symbolism
yes,
of it.
Yes.
And then like Pat Bailey, you know, fair or not, the symbolism of gotta move off of Bart. I have got to get rid of Joey Bart. Now, I don't even
think that was Farhan's first draft pick too, right? Patrick Bailey?
Yes, yes.
And it was right after they just picked Joey Bart.
It felt very roster politicky. I would have kept Bart, even if just to be a backup. I'm sure there would have been a drumbeat of fans like, play Bart more, whatever. But Bailey, you know, like, you got rid of him. You paid Tom Murphy to be the backup catcher. That was awful. It was a terrible decision. And right now, just look at the career stats in the bigs. Joey Bart's a better baseball hitter than Pat Bailey. Pat Bailey, infinitely better defensive catcher than Joey Bart. But I do think that, like, you could have kept Bart on the roster. He could have at least walked into one. Maybe he's playing a little first base for you right now. I'm not saying he's some unbelievable offensive threat, but he is better than what you have.
No doubt. Offensively, there's no doubt about it. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, and I'm rocking my Valkyrie shirt this morning. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. I want to play something Buster Posey said first, though. Shout out the 707 on the text line at 888-957-9570. You're in the 650. Yes, don't get it twisted. I'm not caping up for Farhan.
But he wasn't all bad.
Right move was to move on, but you're right. He was not all bad.
Yeah, no, like, I guess the totality of his tenure wasn't good enough. That's why he's gone. It wasn't good enough.
No doubt.
But I think that, like, to say he was the worst of all time. No, he wasn't the worst of all time. He's bad.
But this is also not I wish he was back, because no, of course I do not wish that he was back.
Exactly. I think both are true. And then like everyone's like, look at Robbie Ray, and it was a great trade. But let us not forget, like, he signed Mitch Haniger and Michael Conforto that offseason, and they were god-awful signings. He signed, you know, Ross Stripling that same offseason. It was a god-awful signing.
Sean Manaea actually was an okay signing, but they didn't use him at all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he had a mixed bag of results. Why he's gone? It's not good enough.
Yes, no doubt. And now the challenge is for Buster Posey to be better than that, and he's has himself a great pitching staff, both starters and the bullpen. He's got to figure out the offense. We thought it would be a good idea to throw back to Buster Posey when he was introduced as president of baseball operations for the Giants. I think also when he was talking on the podium with Willy Adames after that signing was finalized. Here's Buster Posey, though, his intro presser on what he envisions for the Giants moving forward. Let's see, 2 months in, if Buster has accomplished his vision. Here's Buster on what he envisions for the Giants going forward.
Really, hopefully what it's going to be is we all love, I know Bob loves good, crisp, clean baseball and guys that are going to be always prepared. I think what I can draw on from a player is knowing that if I went into a game and I know I had prepared to the best of my ability, no matter the outcome or result of that game, I could be satisfied with that. And that's, you know, for me, I'm hopeful that our guys are going to get there, and that's going to be something that is really important to them as well. Mm.
Do you feel like the Giants have played crisp and clean baseball like Buster said their goal was?
They've been better at the small ball details offensively than the last 4 years. Absolutely. They have, because they have executed some really nice situational bunts, situational sack flies. You know, like Adames the other day on that second and third. He took third base on that play. Mm. They don't do that a year or two ago. They just didn't have the speed. And what did Lamont Wade Jr., as much as we're crushing him today, he took the back base, taking second base on the throw over to third. Those were the little things this team did. They were the worst base running team I've ever seen. And I'm not even talking about stolen bases. I'm talking about situational base running. Uh-huh. Horrible. So they are better at a lot of those things. But the situational hitting with runners in scoring position right now, in terms of like knocking a guy in via chopper to second base, these last 3 weeks has been awful. But overall, if I step back, this year has been better. And I give Bob a lot of credit for that. I do believe Bob has been better. How about the usage of the bullpen? Is there a time and a place where he went to Jordan Hicks and you got frustrated? Sure.
Oh, God.
Right?
I mean, in Miami.
Right?
I mean, he has to pitch at some point, I suppose, but
exactly.
Could have thrown a strike.
But I do believe that Bob has handled the bullpen pretty well this year.
Hard to be upset with anything pitching related.
Exactly.
And a lot of that is Bob. I mean, almost all of it is Bob.
And now, like, the lineup. Well, he can only really play who's kind of available to him and what's on that 25-man roster or 26-man roster, whatever it is now. I think he's done a pretty good job. They've been somewhat prepared. I guess where it comes back to is, well, did you prepare for Lamont Wade Jr. to fall back down to earth? Because that's kind of who he's been the last couple of years. He's not the guy from 2021 that hit 17 jacks and, you know, nine or whatever after the seventh inning or more. Like, that's not who he's been the last couple of years. So that plan to have Lamont Wade Jr. is probably not a great one.
Yeah, that might feel a little bit more on Buster than on Bob.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's going into the season with some combination of Lamont, Casey Schmidt, Encarnacion, and Wilmer as your first base option.
Yeah, it's not great.
No.
It's not great. And now they plan to have Wilmer DH every day, and I thought that was crazy. I thought it was crazy start the year. Yeah, I was wrong and he was right.
Proving us wrong on that one for sure.
And I'll freely admit that.
And I don't blame them for Adames. I mean, Adames has been bad.
They needed a shortstop.
And you go out and sign somebody and it's not like it's on Buster or on Bob Melvin, the fact that Adames can't hit right now and is struggling to field.
I mean, is that on, like, I see a lot of people losing their mind on Pat Burrell, the hitting coach. Is that on him for Willy Adames' struggles?
It feels like you're passing the buck and it just rests on the veteran who's been a proven player every year in his career.
Let me give you an example. Could you imagine in basketball, who's Buddy Hield's shooting coach?
He's missing all these open threes.
We need to fire Buddy Hield's shooting coach.
Like, Chris DeMarco.
Am I wrong?
Get out of here.
Am I wrong, though?
It feels similar to that.
Yeah, like that's how
baseball feels like so much more of a technical game that, like, I think it makes a little bit more sense.
Okay, so here's an example. Both Willie and Matt Chapman struck out looking on inside pitches. How's that on Pat Burrell? You didn't tell them once you were in the box what to look for on a 1-2 count? Or is that on the hitter?
Well, I suppose some of that could be game plan related. Like, this pitcher likes to throw this pitch in this situation.
Okay, but like, once you dig in, it's on the batter.
Yeah.
That's just my personal belief.
Oh, I'm with you.
You know, like, hey, Pat Burrell, for all we know, is telling Patrick Bailey, take a pitch, doggy. And Pat Bailey's like, no, I will swing at every first pitch no matter what. Because every time I watch him, he swings first
and
pitch.
And oftentimes it will be a breaking ball that bounces.
So, look, I'm not pretending like I know exactly what Pat Burrell is explaining, teaching, emphasizing, stressing, game planning. But I think, like, picking on him as the main reason why the Giants are struggling right now, that I don't think Pat Burrell has forgotten how to hit.
Just really quick, Chesky, to play off that in terms of firing a hitting coach. The Texas Rangers, they've been going through it at the plate all year long. They fired Donnie Ecker, former Giants hitting coach, on May 4th. The Rangers were hitting .224 on that day. Guess how much the Rangers offense has improved at the plate since then?
Well, they hired our guy, Brett Boone, and Simeon was struggling hard and has been much better. So what is it now, .234?
No, they're down to, they're hitting .222 since then.
Oh, so they're down worse.
Yeah, this is since May 4th. So since they fired Donnie Ecker, they're hitting .222. So they've actually hit a little bit worse since firing Donnie Ecker than before. So for people who think that firing the hitting coach is the end-all be-all fix, no, it does not always quite work like that. And then you're down a hitting coach and you're still in the same place that you were before.
And to those people who have voiced the fire Pat Burrell opinion, I've also seen not only fire Pat Burrell, but hire Donnie Ecker back. So we are right now.
I like Donnie Ecker, and I thought that he had some you know, unique points of view regarding hitting. Like, I did. I actually really liked him. And I believe we both follow each other on social media.
Oh, blue.
Yeah, I know. He's a good dude. But, like, yeah, I mean.
Thanks, Carter.
I trust Pat Burrell. I mean, dude.
I'm happy with Pat Burrell.
I've been watching Pat Burrell. No, I'm being real here. I've been watching Pat Burrell hit a baseball. Bellarmine Reardon back in, like, the early 00s, late 90s. I think it was the late 90s. Like, Pat Burrell's always known how to hit. It's just.
Kane's legend.
Yes, absolutely. I watched him throw a football, by the way, when he was in high school. He's like a sophomore. He threw a football like 70 yards.
You know this. You coach, you teach. Doing is different than coaching.
Yeah, no doubt. But some guys have a principle or a philosophy about hitting that I subscribe to. Will Clark, I don't care what anyone tells me for the rest of my life. If Will Clark is giving you an explanation on hitting, you listen, correct?
Same thing with Barry.
Willie, right? There are certain guys. I'm telling you, dude, Pat Burrell didn't become a 15-year big leaguer without preparation, study, and obsession. I know he's a wild guy and he enjoys a lot of, like, goofball stuff, and he's been a great character off the field. That guy is obsessed with ball.
More Buster Posey from his intro presser asked about the Giants' identity. Here's Buster.
I wouldn't say the brand's been tarnished. I mean, again, I think that's a lot of discussion we're going to be having over the next weeks and months is about our identity, you know, and again, I want to be clear, like our identity really boils down to the players on the field and the way that they play and the type of players they are and how they handle themselves, not only on the field, but in the community. So I think that's going to be a big part of discussion is like what really is important to us as an organization and what are we going to hang our hat on at the end of the day?
That feels like more big picture stuff as opposed to philosophy in terms of building a team. But it almost feels like maybe almost a shot at Blake Snell and the kind of players that they have in the clubhouse as opposed to philosophy in terms of what they do at the plate or anything like that.
Well, this team does feel close-knit. Like when you look at the Padres.
Logan Webb said.
Yeah. But when I look at the Padres, I go, wow, look at the talent on this team. Machado and Tatis and Arias and Cronenworth and Jackson Merrill Jack whatever that
Jackson Merrill yeah
thank you I always split them up. I want to go Merrill Lynch on them. They've got so much talent, and then I always look up and I'm like, how are they not better?
Giants have scored more runs than them this year,
so clearly
no sense.
Clearly they don't all get along though as well. That's been part of why Bob Melvin's here. That's been why they've ran through different coaches and different GMs. So like there's a chemistry issue on top of maybe they don't have enough pitching. Right, I look at the Giants, I'm like, no, I think these guys all get along. I think they've built a good clubhouse. They just don't have enough hitting.
Let's see. Padres runs scored of late. One run last night, six runs the game before, zero, three, eight, eight, four, five, one, two, six, and then zero, zero, one, one, one.
Tatis has been struggling last 10.
They had a couple of bigger outputs with eight runs and eight runs and six runs, but they also have had a lot of real bad offensive performances of late. And considering talent and considering everything on the roster, you look at the Padres season versus the Giants season. Padres are 34-24, Giants are 33-27. What has been, considering talent and everyone on the roster, what has been the more impressive record? The Giants have probably outperformed their talent. The Padres maybe have underperformed their talent.
I agree, and that's why it's frustrating.
Yeah.
And then you lose a game 1-0 like they did yesterday, and you're pulling your hair out. You're like, we're as good as them, even though they have more name recognition.
Yeah.
Like, we're just that one bat away.
One bat away. So what the hell is Buster Posey going to do, Shasky?
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.